Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jellison. We're launching his new book, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Rob, wrap it up for us. How do we do this? What if you've got a young person in front of you right now and they're just coming into the marketplace and they don't know whether they're going to be in marketing or sales or management or administration. They don't, but regardless, if they're going to be successful, they're going to need to influence other people. How would you tell them to use this book?
Sure. The first thing I tell them is whether you're in marketing, sales, whichever administration, you're always going to be faced in your career with opportunities to have with people in front of you who you are going to have to take your idea, put it in their head, and have them feel like they thought of it. Some of the greatest managers I've ever met never managed me by saying, hey, this came down from corporate. I don't like it, but here we go. You're going to have to do this. I have to motivate and inspire people to change. Mm-hmm. So this would be in their toolkit, in my opinion. I don't care what position you have. You're always going to need to be able to sit somebody down, open up an intelligent conversation, create trust, and I mean follow a repeatable, predictable process to create that trust, create urgency, and move someone to your solution. Now that we have the ethics behind it and we understand the line between influence and manipulation, I can only imagine how powerful this will be for anybody who can acquire these skills. And I've spent 30 years, in a sense, writing this book. So I'm very excited about it, and I really I wanted to write a book that would be for just what you described, someone in marketing, someone in management, someone in administration, and like I said, someone who's just raising three children, and needs to help influence some of those decisions and not bully the decisions.
Well, here's the other thing. Whenever I have sold someone, whenever I've called on someone to sell them something, and I've always been this way, and I guess one of the reasons I've had to be this way is I've never been the cheapest. I've always had one of the, if not the most expensive product, one of the most expensive products. I've always thought about, okay, I'm not thinking about this sale. I'm thinking about maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years of sales. I mean, there are people that I've done business with in multiple industries over multiple decades, and I could continue to go back to them because they trusted me. Because yes. I demonstrated at a time when there was an ethical moment, I passed the test, and to me that's what this book should be about, and what this book is about, I should say, and how people should think about this, and that is when you call on people, you're trying to influence them because you want to sell them something. That's what you do. That's how you make a living. But what's more important than this transaction is the next and the next and the next transaction with the same people, and hopefully it's going to get easier after this one.
Right, and Jim, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's not just for those people; it's for you. If you stop believing in what it is that you are trying to get others to believe in, you're never going to last in whatever profession you're in. So that's why when we started this interview, let's finish it with, you've got to believe. And when you believe, the tactics come so much easier. Can I tell people where to get
Absolutely.
Find this book?
Yep.
Okay. First of all, don't walk, run to the bookstore on Monday, or Amazon is already pre-selling them now. But if you go to my website, jolles.com, I actually have a free video. It's the 4 biggest mistakes made in influence. And you can sign up right there. You'll get on this blarticle list that Jim's on, and we'll talk about many things once every other Friday. There's a promotional video on the book. And if you want to see what it is we're talking about, just go to jolles.com and jump on that site, and it'll tell you all about it.
So check that out, folks. And you got an ebook coming out too, right?
ebook, enhanced ebook, an audio book. I've already recorded an audio book for this as well, which will be coming out in June because
a lot of salespeople
do have trouble reading. So we're going to take care of them too so they can drive through their territories and listen to How to Change Minds.
Folks, if you want to be successful, and when I say, when I think success, I'm thinking career, not transaction. Read Rob's book, and it'll help you to play the long game, not the short game. How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Looking forward to it.
Congratulations on the book. It's outstanding.
Thank you.
See you next time. Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.